Gideon Digby is going to be joining us. He's the former president of Wikimedia Australia. He knows all about Wikipedia. We're going to talk to him about that resource in just a second. And after that, going to ask you, if you've ever wondered what a radio producer does, good time to ring up and ask. You might want to give us some suggestions even for some themes and some segments that we might want to look at doing next year. Going to talk all about what it takes to be a radio producer. Give us a ring, 1300 800 222. If you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes for a radio program, you ever wondered what a radio producer does, give us a call. 1300 800 222 is the number to ring in on. Or you can send text 0437 774 774. In just a sec, we're going to talk to Gideon Digby, who's the former president of Wikimedia Australia, and give thanks to Wikipedia because it's the radio producer's best friend.
ABC Local Radio is your gateway to all things local. Whether it's in your backyard or across the nation, local radio delivers stories of your community. Discover your local station at abc.net.au/local. You'll find local news, weather, events, sport, recipes and competitions. Download podcasts, read presenters' blogs, explore the stories, people and the news of communities across Australia. abc.net.au/local.
On ABC Radio, it's 20 past four, 20 minutes past three in Queensland, 20 minutes past one in Western Australia. Gideon Digby, as I said, is the former president of Wikimedia Australia, and he's going to tell us all about the wonderful institution that is Wikipedia. Good morning, Gideon.
Oh, good morning, Pat. You've made it difficult for me. Elton John and Billy Joel.
A couple of heartaches to follow.
Bloody hard to follow, yeah.
How's your piano playing?
About as good as me singing.
Right, so, okay, we won't get you to do any cover versions on the program this morning, Gideon. But we will talk, obviously, about this wonderful institution, this Wikipedia. Last year, it was the only website in the top 10 that was non-for-profit. Is it still the case this year?
As far as I know, yes. I really don't worry about where it sits in the top 10.
No, but it gives you an idea of the popularity, the vast popularity, and also the fact that it's a non-for-profit organisation.
Yep, it survives solely on charitable donations. Volunteers that do the hard work.
They do indeed. And like I said, for a radio producer, it's really our best friend. The amount of times that we will be talking about something on the radio and the producer or the presenter can look it up and go, oh, yeah, okay, that song comes from there. And that gun goes over there. Oh, yeah, and you can put the pieces together just because Wikipedia is such a wonderful resource.
Yeah, and you can find out all about these lovely movies you were talking about not long ago.
Indeed.
There's even an article on the frame rates and the movies that have been listed as planned going up to the 120 frames per second.
That's all there, really. I mean, anything you wanted to ever know about anything. I got a couple
of John Goodman's work. Yeah, that's all there.
It sounds like you're a bit of a movie fan as well.
No, I was just listening to you guys for the last hour while I was doing some editing, and when something caught my attention, I thought, oh, well, I'll have a look and see what's there.
What do you think?
I think the Nebraska film's interesting. I think it was... It's got an amazing array of awards to go with it.
Yeah, we'll put our...
Obscure nominations.
We'll put our list up of favourite movies in at the end of the show. I did just want to say to you, I'm just looking for this comment that came in. I can't find it now, but someone suggested that what happened to the old days of looking it up in the Funk and Wagnalls, which, of course, the Funk and Wagnalls was a type of encyclopedia.
Yeah, like known as the Dead Tree version, yes.
Well, the Dead Tree version. We had the Encyclopedia Britannica. We had the Encyclopedia, the New World Book encyclopedias. And people used to go from door to door selling these things, massive, big libraries of books. Now it's all been replaced by the mobile phone and Wikipedia.
Yeah, an awful lot of people now no longer have back problems.
Now, if you were to put all the information in Wikipedia into books, how many volumes do you reckon you'd be getting?
Wow, someone did work that out a few years ago, and it well exceeds anything that's out there, and I think we're very close to nudging 6 million articles on English Wikipedia alone within the next week or so.
Amazing. It just goes to show. And it's all voluntary contributions. People are probably interested to know how it works, which is that you have a number of editors around the world, like a lot of editors around the world.
Yep.
They put their input into Wikipedia. Then somebody, checks over it to make sure it's all...
No.
No? Doesn't someone scrutinise it at all? There must be some form of...
No, if you want to come in and write a topic, you know, I was just looking before and the topic on radio producers got 3 dot points in it, so it's been created to support another article.
Okay.
If you want to come in and write the whole story about what radio producers do and what they know and how much they keep the rest of the network going, you can do it. It's there ready, waiting to be expanded.
So anybody can be an editor?
Anyone can be an editor.
And how do you do it, go about it? You just click on the bottom of the page, do you?
At the top of the page, normally somewhere off to the right, there's a little button or a word that says edit. And if you click on that and correct spelling error, you're an editor.
Okay. Now, somebody must look over that at some point, because otherwise people will just be ringing up and writing anything and all the information be incorrect.
Well, when you edit a page, you can then watch every other change to the page.
Okay.
So you can see when someone does something and go, okay, yep, I know that person, that's fine, I don't need to look at it. Or, no, I don't know that person, I'll go have a look, see what they've done.
You know, in that case, I mean, anybody, as I said, could write anything about anyone, and they could be writing very nice things about themselves that weren't necessarily true. There must be at some point, though, somebody who says, hang on a sec, this is just...
Yeah, articles get looked at, and when people come across them, they'll look at it. Even this radio producer article's got one source to it at the moment. It's not the best of sources.
Yeah, look...
So someone will say, look, you need more sources, you need to improve sources, or if this is obviously a conflict of edit, you know, you've got user Joe Blogs writing an article about Joe Blogs. Well, you know, it's fairly obvious it's meant to be the same person.
Something not quite right there.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that stuff will turn up.
Yeah.
And does it annoy you, people? Because often you hear people sort of joking, oh, I read it on Wikipedia, and throwing that off as a bit of a falsity, or there's a negative, if you like, at suggesting perhaps that Wikipedia has a tendency to be inaccurate. It sort of annoys me when I hear that, because and whenever I've come across information on Wikipedia, it's always seemed to be pretty close to 100% accurate.
There were some tests done and compared to Encyclopedia Britannica again.
Yep.
And both Encyclopedia Britannica and Wikipedia, across all of their content, ran at about somewhere about 87% accurate.
Okay.
And they were within a point or so of each other. It was something quite amazing. So
there you go. Highly respected publication, Encyclopedia Britannica. So if anybody ever says to you, I read it on Wikipedia, and they question its believability, you just need to quote that for them. 80%, 87% accuracy.
If someone says they read it on Wikipedia and you want to question its credibility, then go to Wikipedia and have a look at what was said and look at the source that was used.
Fair enough.
And then you can make your own judgment on it.
But having heard what you just said, that you have an 87% accuracy rate, the same as the Encyclopedia Britannica, that's got to be a good thing. Do you see, in this world of fake news, do you see Wikipedia as being a little bit of an antidote to that?
It's only as good as the sources that are out there and the sources people are using. Yes, it is. It can answer a lot of questions. It can give you a lot more places to go to look for reliable information on a subject. But as you said, it requires someone to sense check every source. And yes, occasionally the fake news stuff does creep into an article.
And how do you go about policing that?
Well, that's what all the citations are for. And if you haven't got a citation to a reliable source, then you just pull the information out.
So there is a little bit of editing done at that point.
Yep.
I mean, that's one of the wonderful things about Wikipedia that has, I suppose, over the World Book Encyclopedia and all the other encyclopedias, is that you can cross-reference things. So if you see a name suggested there that has something to do with a story, you click on that one and it'll take you to that person. You can find out all the information about them. So it really is an all-encompassing way of digesting information. It makes it very at your fingertips.
I look at it as it's a wonderful rabbit hole. You jump in and you start reading and then you follow off wherever it goes and see what you can find. One article I got involved with, it started with a farm just out of Perth. I ended up looking into some of the research research that was happening at the farm, followed it on to someone called Harold Bennett, who was doing research on poisonous plants in Perth. He got kicked out of East Perth because he used to bring herds of sheep into the laneways around the buildings,
yeah,
fence them off, feed them one plant, and if the sheep died, then that plant was considered poisonous. And the neighbours got upset for some reason.
So
they kicked him off out to this research farm out of Perth.
There you go. Now, little gems like that, I'm discovering all the time. A little, often, because I quite like looking up songs, the history of a song, who wrote it and what its meaning is, and quite often there you'll be seeing cross-references, and as you say, it is like a rabbit hole. You just keep going down and finding more and more information.
All wonderful stuff, yeah.
It is wonderful stuff. Knowledge is power, isn't that what they say?
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Gideon, look, keep up the great work.
Thank you. We definitely will.
On behalf of radio producers the world over, I'd like to say thank you very much.
Oh, that's all right, any time.
And I suppose on behalf of people, everybody really, who likes information and likes to research and likes knowledge.
Well, I got really involved when I started seeing McKidges and thought, I want to make sure that they're getting the right information.
Good on you.
And just said the best way to work with Wikipedia is read what it says and follow the sources.
So everybody can be involved with Wikipedia as an editor, as a contributor. All you have to
as
do
a
is...
photographer, as recording music, as making film for it.
There you go. Plenty to do. Hey, great to talk to you again, Gideon.
Yep, not a problem, Pav, any time.
Look after yourself, okay?
Thanks, Pav.
Gideon Digby there is a former president of Wikimedia, and like I said, yeah, we're big fans of Wikipedia on the program here because it gets us out of all sorts of trouble when we start talking about things we don't know anything about. But not only that, as you said, as Gideon said there, it's a rabbit hole. If you're interested in acquiring knowledge about a certain subject, you could be there for hours and hours and hours, and better for it as well.